Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take us and chat a little bit about what it is to do two things, rest and be strong. Rest and be strong. Here's a statement by Sidney Howard Gay that says, "Pride is to character like the attic to a house, the highest part and generally the most empty." Peter, that we read about in the New Testament, he must have been quite a character. I can't wait to meet this guy in heaven. I mean, did you know his name really does mean rock? I mean, he was the first guy that could tell what the rock was cooking. I mean, really, the first to speak, the first to take up the sword, that guy. Well, listen, he was also the guy that walked out on water. As Jesus continued his Passover meal with the disciples, as we learned a week or two ago, old Peter, man, he provides the next moment of weirdness and awkwardness, a turn of events that no one could see coming. They start to have a conversation, and Jesus does the little, "Hey, ask me anything about anything" time. Now, this is one of those favorite moments of mine, too. I love to finish every meeting with, "Hey, ask Chuck anything about anything." Well, Peter asked a question. Philip asked a question. Jesus answered those questions, and in the course of the conversation, Jesus talks about the fact that he's headed to death. And Peter opens up his big mouth without thinking and prepares to insert his foot solidly between his lips. "Lord," he says, "why can't I follow you now? I'll lay down my life for you." And then Jesus looked at him and said, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Because truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you'll disown me three times." Man, that must have smacked Peter right up across the face. I mean, I bet Peter was like, "No, I mean, it's just not even possible." He had great intentions. I mean, he had all kind of vocal professions. I mean, anybody can claim something. And you know, the public declarations of allegiance, they weren't enough, and they're not enough today. That kind of bold confidence was likely the source of Peter's demise as well. He believed himself to be pretty stinking strong, but before the rooster crowed, his denials were complete. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall, according to Paul as he wrote to the church in Corinth. "Oh Lord, I am weak, but you are strong. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and by myself I can be just like Peter. I might even be just like Judas. Without you, Lord, I'm nothing, and I can do nothing. And though I share Peter's intentions often and his professions regularly, and declarations, well, left to myself, I can betray you, Lord, just like Judas. And I recognize and confess I cannot live as I should in my own strength. I rest in you, and I trust in you, so that you might give me strength through my life today." Oh, my friend, there's a promise that you cannot deny. God bless you, and I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.